Hello, Brett.
Julian, good afternoon. How are you?
Going very well. You know, it's interesting. I checked the odds a few weeks ago, I think just before the draw had come out, and Rafa was the favourite just ahead of Alcaraz. Djokovic was on the third line of betting. Are that switched now? So they all got lumped in one side of the draw.
Yeah, absolutely. And we got to watch Carlos Alcaraz overnight, the final match on Philippe Chatrier, the main court. And look, he certainly withstood the challenge in the first set from Londero. He put the foot down after that, Carlos. He's a beauty, this kid. I mean, we can't sing his praises enough. What he's done in 12 months from outside the top 100 to world number six, you know, on the line of betting to win the French Open at just 19. It just says so much about his potential, his ability. He's ready for the now. You know, he's not just building to maybe something down the track. He believes in his heart he can win a French Open or win a Grand Slam in the present. And he's just, you know, physical. He's a beast. I don't know how else to describe him. He's imposing, and he just deals with everything around him so well. He embraces the fans, the media. He's got a smile on his face, and then he's got this ruthless, cunning nature of the way he plays. So yeah, he's getting a lot of rewards. You know, there's this, I suppose, the uncertainty of Rafa just with his body. I mean, he's going to play the Aussie Jordan Thompson tonight, and he's got the unfortunate draw of playing Nadal on centre court. And then I think Djokovic is actually building some really nice form. The more he's played the last few weeks, the better he's got, and he's got eyes for the prize as well.
Brett, this kid, this Alcaraz, was he around? Like, were people talking his praises? Because
yep.
in 12 months, to do what he has done, as you just mentioned, was he as good as this as a kid?
No doubt. Yeah, absolutely, Fletch. He has been building. So he first came onto our radar when he was about 14. There was talk of him then, you know, progressing from the juniors up to play ITFs at such a young age. And I think the first time I spotted him, he was somewhere down about 700, 800, 900, somewhere in that region. So Juan Carlos Ferrero, the former French Open champion, former world number one, he had an opportunity to coach Simona Halep when Darren Cahill was going to take a break. And this young kid had actually come into his academy over in Spain. And he said to Darren, "I reckon I've got an absolute star in the making here. I'm going to stick with Carlos." And what a partnership it's been. He's sort of, almost been like that older brother slash secondary father figure in his life. And obviously the credentials of being, you know, the number one in his sport. So he's put a great team around him, Alcaraz, and it's just built and built and built, and it's happened in rapid fire time. And most, you know, take a lot longer to grow into their body and build, but the work he's done in the gym the last 12 months, when they do the slow-mos and those quad muscles, I mean, we're all envious. You know, they just flex like you've never seen anything. I've just never seen anything like it.
Yeah, you've always talked up a good quad, BP. You've always talked up a good quad. Anyone outside those three that are a challenger, do you think? Stefanos,
well, I think
maybe?
Tsitsipas. Yeah, I think he deserves to be in the conversation because he's been pretty consistent through this clay court swing final of Roland Garros last year. So he does play well on the clay. So I think he's probably going to be in that mix. Yeah.
And then in the women's, the world number one, rightly the favourite, short price favourite at $1.72 ahead of Simona Halep at $13.
Well, she is flying. She can only really beat herself, so it's hers to lose, Iga Swiatek. I mean, she's won 28 matches straight, 5 titles since Ash Barty relinquished the world number one. She's just a fabulous player. You know, she won the French as a 19-year-old. Her credentials were there before us then. She's got Cyrenko, you know, she'll be that light worker here in the first round tonight. And you know, Om Jaberg going out of the draw last night, who've been in great form, you know, two big finals the last 2 weeks, Madrid and Rome. That's one she's seen off. Maria Sakkari is the other one I like. She was very good last night, made the semis of Roland Garros last year. Physical, she looks like she's building to be a Grand Slam champion when her window comes. But, yeah, I don't think they're going to catch Iga this 2 weeks.
Hey, Brett, what about the new Special K, Jason Kubler?
Love him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a huge Kubler fan. He's a great young man. Well, he's not so young now. He's 28. It's, you know, like I first saw him at Junior Wimbledon. I thought he is such a good talent. And then his knees were just playing havoc. I mean, there was, at one stage, he couldn't even play on a hard court because he couldn't take the wear and tear. And he was off tour all the time, you know, struggling for cash. You know, he'd be sleeping in the car. He'd be just doing whatever he needed to do to survive. And now he's started to get a few decent paychecks. If he'd never had an injury, Fletch, I think he would be a sort of permanent top 100 player. That's how highly I've always rated Jason Kubler. And He's won 20 of his last 24 matches on clay, and including last night, three tiebreakers to beat Kudla after coming through qualies last week. So fabulous talent. I hope he gets back into double figures in the rankings this year.
He's the new Frommy, the clay court specialist, Richard Fromberg. BP, we've got to fly. Thank you, mate. And I'll have another update with you later on tonight in High Ground, so I'll speak then.
Indeed. First serve tonight from 8 o'clock as well, so look forward to that.
Stay tuned for that. Brett Phillips with thanks to BP. B Solar. Let the sun pay for your electricity. Visit B Solar to learn more.